One of the really exciting and high level of scientific interest is whether Venus is geologically active today, because there are reasons to think that the clouds on Venus only exist because there is ongoing geologic activity. So this is one of the big secrets of Venus and something that we want to find out.
In recent years, finding the source of Venus's thick atmosphere has become surprisingly relevant for all of us down here on Earth.
500,000 tons of sulfur dioxide spewed into the atmosphere every year.
The whole greenhouse effect was not really recognized as a significant effect to influence planetary climates until we went to Venus and found that instead of being at 90 degrees Fahrenheit, it was 900 degrees Fahrenheit. And we said, whoa, what's wrong with this? Let's learn about this. And it taught us about the greenhouse effect.
Ever wondered how alien a planet could be? How bad a climate can get? Try the planet next door. The best way to experience Venus is to hitch an imaginary ride on a Soviet Venera probe.
Well, it would be a wild ride.
The clouds start about 40 miles up, some five times higher than the Earth's.
What were those clouds made out of? They're not made out of water. They're made out of a completely different substance. They're made out of sulfuric acid. Everywhere you go, the atmosphere is going to try to eat you away.
As you get deeper, things heat up. The thickening atmosphere allows the sun's heat in, but not out. It's also getting dense. So dense, your probe drops like a coin in water.
As we descended, the surface would gradually sort of appear to us as if we were approaching the bottom of the ocean.